This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. During this first week of 2006, we're checking in on some of the stories you may have lost track of during the holidays. This morning, New Orleans, and a look at some indicators suggesting just how far the city still has left to go. By some estimates, only a quarter of the city's residents have returned. Of 120,000 homes that the Army Corps of Engineers has inspected, only 35,000 are classified as entirely safe to occupy. Nearly 80% of the city still has no electric power. Only a handful of schools have reopened. President Bush has promised the city's levees will be functioning again by June, which also happens to be the start of the next hurricane season. That deadline could be the most important as residents decide whether to move back to New Orleans. For all the challenges facing the city, Mayor Ray Nagin sounded an optimistic note yesterday. Speaking on CBS, he predicted that New Orleans will return to its pre-Katrina population of nearly 500,000 people.
I think that we will get to our pre-Katrina census numbers, but it's going to take us a while. I mean, we're looking at probably a 3 to 5 year period before we can get to those numbers, and it's going to take a lot of hard work.
New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin speaking on New Year's Day.